good deal. Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hugging lowdown.
Mm-hmm. Sybil Wilson.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A high five, air hump, and fist bump. What's up, TJMS?
Yeah.
It's Hump Day out here, and it's National Just Because Day.
Aww.
And I'm air humping Sybil just because. Did y'all hear about Burger King is supposedly moving to Canada?
What?
Yeah.
Well, they're not moving, Tom, but they're merging with a company called Tim Horton. You ever heard of a Tim Horton?
Yes.
Sound like a witness protection name to me, Sybil. Now, I never heard of Tim Horton, but I did see the movie Horton Hears a Who. About an elephant who looks like Rob Ford from Canada. So it all makes sense, Sybil.
That's funny.
Not really. But I'm sure if Burger King opens in Canada, they're going to have to introduce a Whopper specifically for Canadians. You know, the Rob Ford Whopper. I'm on to something here, y'all. A Whopper with Canadian bacon,
yeah.
A little maple syrup, and you know it's Rob Ford. So you got to have cracked pepper, rock salt, and smoked turkey. How about that, Jay?
Okay.
Y'all know the youngins in the barbershop think Drake had something to do with the merger, right?
What?
Oh, do you know the youngins think Drake had something to do with anything that got Canada involved, y'all? So apparently, Karrueche Tran made a statement about Blue Ivy's hair on the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
Now, I apologize for not telling y'all who the hell is Karrueche Tran. She's Chris Brown on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again, supposedly Rihanna's backup seat filler. Apparently, Karrueche Tran means V. Stiviano.
Yeah.
Oh.
Same person. Anyway, she made a comment about Blue Ivy's hair on BET reading a teleprompter, and let's just say she's going to have to wear one of those V. Stiviano sun visors for now on, y'all. Oh, yeah, Beyonce fans are partitioning Karrueche. I went too far for that little bit of laugh, y'all. It's called filler, Jay. I don't know if y'all noticed yet, but they just opened a casino in Baltimore, y'all.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going to happen now on, y'all. I've never seen so many people line up to lose money in my life. The last time I seen that many people lined up in Baltimore, y'all, I was watching The Wire. Yep. Baltimore got two teams they can bet their money on there, y'all. The Ravens and the Horseshoes. That's the name of the casino. Their stadium going to be emptier than a surprise birthday party for Tamika Raymond hosted by Sarah Palin, y'all. Family reunion. Here I